every single lifetime. You know, got a series of books in mind called Frequency. Now we got every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year, and every single lifetime. So far, I've got every single day. The other extreme is every single lifetime. So the idea being, you know, what do you want to do on a daily, weekly, monthly, annual, lifetime basis? And the daily, I mean, that's kind of my strong point, right? Daily writing, daily meditation, daily teeth brushing, right? Like daily stuff that you want to practice with to get better, right? Like basketball, that's pretty much just once a week, as you can tell by my shot. But tomorrow, Thursday, got an early Thursday Thunder programming rescheduling here, because tomorrow is my mother-in-law's funeral. She was 92. So that's a lifetime. Every single lifetime. If you're gonna daily, you know, create, daily meditate, you know, what's that building up to? What's the weekly, monthly, annually, like annually, how about a conference? What about, you know, monthly, recently monthly has been a book a month. Weekly has been Thursday Thunder, this creation. And then annually is, you know, we got maybe a new series, a new course, conference, looking forward to a conference later this year. Got Bali 2022, some pretty big stuff I'm looking forward to. We still haven't breached the every single lifetime frequency. And it might sound interesting because frequency sounds like something you do like frequently. But are those words related? How frequent is your frequency? I don't know if they're related. Frequen. I'd have to look that one up. What do you want to do now every single lifetime? What? I mean, that's the big stuff, right? If the daily, so daily habits and the teeth brushing and the meditation and the writing and the creating and the workout and the jogging and all that stuff, and weekly is somewhere, you know, next step up, monthly, yearly, I can handle all that stuff. Whew, but every single lifetime. What do you want them saying at your funeral? I mean, and forget them for a moment. What do you want to say at your own funeral? Might be a little hard to talk, but leading up to that, what does it mean to have a fulfilling and meaningful, purposeful, joyful, happy life? That's the big stuff, right? Pretty happy I got my weekly thing going on here. But you know, gotta hand it to her. The things people bring up, what they talk about, it's all about her generosity, her laughter, her adventure. Generosity, laughter, adventure. Was overtime work in there? Was I should work. I'm really glad I worked weekends throughout my 40s in there. What's in there? What's your, oh, I don't want to say it, tombstone. It's so cheesy, sorry. But in a way, what does it say? That's nice. Quite as easy, huh? The big stuff. I mean, I think, and kind of what I'm getting at is I want this other frequency, the daily, weekly, monthly, annually, I want that to build up to the lifetime. I had a conversation this morning with Nicoline, partner and friend. We were talking about how if all roads lead to Rome, we live in the Netherlands. So you can go via France or Germany, you can go through Austria or Switzerland. Like take Germany, for example. I could go on the Autobahn where there's no speed limit for the most part, and I can go as fast as my car possibly can, which is, my car's not that fast. And I would get to Rome sooner. Let's say Rome is the destination. Once I get there, if that's the big rush, that's the big goal, that's the big end game, and I arrive, then what? And if we take that analogy as that's your big goal, or even your medium-term goal, I want to make $1 million. I want to run a company. Okay, so when you make the $1 million, or you buy the house or the car or the move to whatever, then what? And did you have fun? Were you enjoying yourself? Was it meaningful? Was it giving? Were you generous? Do you have adventure? Do you have laughter on the way to Rome? Because once you get to Rome, is this a round trip ticket? Are you going to drive back with a new goal? Is it just back and forth? What if? It's so cliche. It's the journey, not the destination. But you know, cliches have their foundation often in truth. Are you enjoying the trip to the destination? And what if the trip is the goal? What if, let's get off the Autobahn. Let's take the windy highways. Let's stop in the side streets at the little village. Have a bratwurst and a Hefeweizen. Now we're talking. I'm not going to care soon if I ever get to Rome at that level. Think about that. I'm not gonna care if I get to Rome. Am I saying just lollygag, to use a term of my mother's, lollygag and never get to Rome, and the goal's not important and just enjoy the trip? Kinda. But the thing is, depending on your personality, you probably want to get to Rome. It's just getting there. Let's shift the balance of priorities, of the weight of the power, the weight of the meaning. And what if that trip became at least or more important than the final destination? What if your every single week, your every single month, your every single year became as important as the every single lifetime? And then on a monthly or annual basis, you are building this lifetime. And then at the lifetime goal or point or dare I say, detour, you realize the weekly and the daily and the annual and the monthly has been the trip. And if I had laughter, generosity, and adventure at that level of frequency, then is my every single lifetime fulfilled? I think yes. From behind the backboard. Oh. All right, ready for the three-pointer? Turn out the lights on us. Oh, hold on. Going behind the arc. Oh no. Oh, that's not good. The rebound under the reverse. It's English. No. Okay. Maybe I need to turn my every single week basketball. Maybe twice a week. Do I have a book called Twice a Week? I don't think so. But you know what? I've got laughter. I've got adventure. I've got generosity. I'm enjoying the trip. Still can't say looking forward to tomorrow by any means. It's the big stuff. Scary. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. Speaking of weekly, I'm here every week on Thursdays. Tomorrow's going to be a tough one. But hey, it's still a Thursday. It's still going to arrive, as every day somehow does. And every week and every month and every year and every lifetime. Because we can't stop time. So what are we going to do? Oh, with the time we have. I'm Bradley Charbonneau, and this is Thursday Thunder.